What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
102 here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. You've heard a lot from me tonight. Now we're going to hear a lot from you over the next hour here on the Fan. Got you for another, like I said, 58 minutes on After Hours. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. Just a couple things before we get to those calls. The Yankees dropped to 3-9 in one-run games as they lost 3-2 to the Orioles. They spoiled what was almost a no-hit bid by Ryan Weathers. The Mets were idle, but they did call up A.J. Ewing. And they will start a series with the Tigers coming up later today as we inch closer and closer to the Subway Series. The Knicks, are going to be off in all likelihood to next Tuesday as the Cavs, on the back of Donovan Mitchell, who dropped, speaking of the Mets, huge Met fan, dropped over 40 points. And they went on, what, like a 25-0 run to start the third quarter, which was Knick-like. That's how dominant that was. But the Cavs have now tied up the series at the against the Pistons. The home teams have held serve, so there has been no team that has been on the road that has won a game in that series. On the road. And that's where those two teams are at. 2-2, heading to a game 5. As the Knicks await, and we await patiently, or we wait and await patiently for the winner of that series, which I still think is going to be the Pistons. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Phil is in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hi, Tommy. Hey. I watched the Cleveland and Detroit games tonight. Mm-hmm. To me, when the Knicks come up against probably looks like Detroit, it's going to be football without pads. These guys, I don't know what it is. I know what basketball's supposed to be. You even said, as if they go to the playoffs, things become more physical.
Detroit's also a physical team. You know, they're a hard hat, rough and tough team. They want to be physical. They have a lot of guys with a lot of size, a lot of length. So that's their style of play, which gave the Knicks fits throughout the regular season matchups. But that's just the way Detroit goes about their business. That's for sure.
I know this, Jeff, but I'm just saying Cleveland was able to overcome that because Donovan Mitchell had a great game.
He sure did. And so far, it's been about the home team, which is why I think Detroit ultimately holds on. I think they will hold serve in Detroit. It's a best of three now with the home court advantage. I think the Pistons move on. It goes 7, though, in my eyes, which is great for the Knicks because now you're talking about two series back-to-back here for the Pistons, or even if the Cavs win it in seven, they went seven in round one. You have a team here that has played a seven-game series in back-to-back rounds. That's going to wear on a team. Like, that's, you want an easy series at some point, and the teams haven't gotten it yet, either the Pistons or the Cavs.
Mm-hmm. I have one more point about the Yankees.
Yeah, of course.
When is Wells going to start waking up and hitting? I never see him hitting the clutch.
I hear you, Phil, and I also hear myself in the background. That's why I had to let you go. Wells, I don't know. Listen, I'm down on him, and I've been down on him. I said this in the offseason, I would have Ben Rice at catcher. I think Wells is, I would have traded him. I don't think he's the goods. Ben Rice at catcher, to me, would have been a big leg up for the Yankees because he is clearly the best offensive catcher. He's even better than Raleigh, who's having an awful year. I mean, Ben Rice has been the MVP of the American League, essentially, for the first month and change. Imagine if he was your catcher and you went out and got a free agent first baseman, maybe Murakami. Think about that now. Murakami at first, Rice at catcher. And I would have traded Wells. I would have put him in a package for a starting pitcher. That was my offseason plan. And you could check the tapes on that. We did it on Evan and Tiki, our offseason plan. I said Tucker at first base, but Murakami certainly would have been a lot cheaper. And obviously, he would be a welcomed addition to this team because the Yankees do have some holes in this lineup. Jazz Chisholm, who's clearly pressing, he's about to go on the interstate as far as his average. He's hitting 201. Grisham is on the interstate. He's had an awful start to this year. Wells has been brutal. McMahon is hit, but still a 210 average. You can't look away from the start that he had to this year. But Wells, I think you might be waiting forever for him to wake up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Tom in Far Rockaway. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Tommy. I'm a first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Long-time listener.
Thank you.
I love the show. Love the energy that the show brings.
Thanks.
It's a great show. I just wanted to ask 2 points. One point about Bo Bichette and just another point about just the Mets in general.
Yeah.
First of all, just about Bo Bichette. I was wondering, like, Bo Bichette, I think I'm saying, like, you can't really blame like someone for going on a slump. But well, the part that bothers me the most about it is he just doesn't show any frustration and emotion about going on this slump. Like,
well, remember when like he was in the dugout after they got swept by the Rockies in that doubleheader and he just stared into the abyss? That was emotion. That was almost like a bewilderment. Yeah. I think there have been some moments where he's not as demonstrative as, say, a Mark Vientos or a Francisco Alvarez, where they'll maybe break a bat over their knee. He hasn't done that yet. But look, this is a confident player who's been very productive throughout his career. I have no answer to why he's not hitting. I know he eventually will hit. This guy was brought here. He's one of the best. He's a machine. He's one of the best all-around hitters in baseball. He has not gotten off to a start that you're looking for. He's come up in a lot of big spots that you figured he would be money in. That hasn't been the case. It has certainly hurt this team, and they need him more than ever, especially when you consider the guys that are on the shelf.
Yeah, and just about the Mets. So I'm saying the pitching, it looks like it's, especially Nolan McLean, Clay Holmes.
Yep.
I'm saying the bullpen's doing pretty good.
Yep.
I'm saying, is it fair to say that it's all the offense? I'm saying this, the record, I'm saying, doesn't show. If you look at like Clay Holmes and Nolan McLean, they're literally the ERAs are top three in the NL.
Offense has been the biggest issue, for sure. And there have been times where the bullpen has let them down. Like, there were moments in that losing streak where Brooks Raley, who's been incredible for the Mets ever since he came back from injury last year, but he had a couple of moments there. Devin Williams had a couple of moments where if they had been lights out there, this record would look a little bit better. But overall, it's the offense. They're not scoring enough runs, and they don't need to lead the league in runs because they do have good pitching, but they can't be last in runs. They have to be better than this. They have to hit. Injuries are a part of it, but the guys that are there right now, Soto and Bichette, are not hitting. They really need to hit, especially with Lindor, Robert, Polanco all out of the lineup.
Yeah, can I just one last point about basketball for a
second?
Just I was talking with my friends. I wasn't sure. Would you be at this point if you would look at the Thunder and the Knicks? Which would you be more scared to play? Like, which would the Spurs, if they would look like, who are they more scared to play? Would they be more scared to play the Thunder now? Or, like, the Knicks now beating every team by, like, 40 points?
You're saying if you're the Spurs, would you rather play the Thunder or the Knicks?
Or Yeah, I'm saying obviously the Spurs can't play the Knicks, but
who's the scariest team left in the playoffs? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, listen, it's still the Thunder. I mean, they're the defending champs. And I haven't double checked yet, but they were ready to close out the Lakers tonight. So let's take a check here. They are. They're up 6 with about 2 minutes left to complete their sweep. The Thunder are deep. They have the reigning MVP. They are the reigning champs. They play great defense. They're doing this without one of their best players, too. Just steamrolling teams. So it's still the Thunder. And I obviously love the Knicks. I love the way they're playing. It's still the Thunder. But as far as the Eastern Conference, it's the Knicks, for sure. And when you consider what the Cavs and Pistons are about to do over these next 3 games, which is go to sports war, that is going to be down to the wire. I think a game 7, Pistons win by a couple of points. Wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs blow a lead in game 7. Late in that game, Detroit wins, they move on. And we get what we've been figuring we would get all year, season-wise, once the season started long, and that is Pistons-Knicks, Knicks-Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals. Although I will say this, going into the year, and they're often right, Vegas, their 2 favorites in the Eastern Conference were the Knicks and the Cavs. So would it surprise me if Vegas was right for the billionth time? No. And when I say Vegas, I mean the odds makers.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
But the Knicks have not only won 7 in a row, they are putting up historic numbers. Historic. They are breaking records. Some of that has to do with the opponent, but most of it has to do with the talent, the coaching, everything coming together at the perfect time, perhaps by design, by the way. Although certainly going down 2-1 in the opening round is a weird way to sort of set yourselves up for this boomerang. You know, they just pretty much said, all right, we're going to go down 2-1, and then we're going to unleash fury here. So perhaps that's not the case, but they have definitely kicked it into a different gear. And they are rolling right now at a pace that has never been seen in the history of the league. That being said, the Thunder are the champs until they are no longer the champs. And I believe in that. When you are the defending champs, you got to knock the defending champ off. And the Thunder are also a team that, much like we've seen in the regular season with the Dodgers over the couple of years, last couple of years, oh, the Dodgers are having such a bad regular season. Yeah, because they know what they need to do when they get to October, and they know when and how to turn it on. Same thing with the Thunder. You're probably getting Thunder half-ass games here. This isn't probably even their best punch. Remember, Jalen Williams is out. They have two Jalen Williams, but the better Jalen Williams.
Games on Channel 52 if you want in there.
Yeah, just as I said this, I think the Lakers took a one-point lead. But even if they do, it's 3-1. But listen, the more games that the Thunder have to play, even better. You know, let these teams take each other apart. So whoever the Knicks see, because remember, the T-Wolves and Spurs, I think the Spurs would win that series, are going to win that series. But boy, Minnesota, they are not going to be an easy out. They are not going to be an easy out. And Wemby, look, they don't want to suspend Wemby. He didn't get suspended for Game 5, nor does the league want to suspend. They're not going to suspend one of their star players in the middle of a playoff series, unless it's completely and utterly egregious and they have no choice. Let's go to Liam in Houston. What's up, Liam?
Oogie.
Hey.
You talking about the T-Wolves. It would be really, I mean, I don't think he's going to have him, but to see Julius Randle play the next.
Yeah, Julius, it's a shame that DiVincenzo won't be there, because that would have added even more to that storyline. Unfortunately, the Achilles injury, he is sidelined. He will not be playing any basketball anytime soon. But the Randle stuff, for sure. You also have Anthony Edwards, who's one of the best and just most exciting players in the NBA. But yes, the storyline, and also Kat, obviously going up against the T-Wolves. That would be something. I don't foresee that happening, but that would be something.
I don't see that happening either. And I think that, you know, as we know, I'm happy with everyone. I think we're all happy Julius Randle's not on this team because he's not a winner. I mean, the way he played last game wasn't the greatest. But to my fellow Knicks fans, okay. As I look through my years of Knicks fandom and I recount the eras of Knicks, we had, you know, Starks and Oak and Smith.
Yep.
And then Ewing. And yep. Then we had Ewing and Houston and Sprewell. And then we had,
yep,
you
LJ,
know,
Camby, all those guys. Yep.
Yeah. And then later on, you had, you know, Marbury era and the Mellow era. Mm-hmm. We are now approaching the Eastern Conference final.
Yep.
And we have a whole, we only have a whole week to soak this in.
Crazy.
We're in the middle of another era right now.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I know
a great
know
one,
how,
by the way. Yep.
And therefore, we don't really, as Knicks fans, we don't really have the opportunity to enjoy. So we have a whole week now, pretty much a whole week to the next series.
Yep.
Just take it in. Appreciate what you have. I know it's New York and everything goes fast, but let's slow down and realize, like, wow, we are, like, as a Knicks fan, this is very rare. So just embrace it and enjoy every minute of it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's something we haven't seen since the 90s, and that includes the regular season success, which they were able to do the third straight season of 50-plus wins for the first time since the 90s. And obviously the playoff success that this team has had and continues to have harkens back to the 90s. I think you said it perfectly there. And you've heard people like Mike Breen say it. You've heard people like me say it. And you're right. We have a week to not only celebrate, to not only get even more cocky and confident, but also through all of that bravado to reflect on what is going on with this era of Knicks basketball and where they have been. Like where this team was for all those years and how bad it was, where it was more about ping pong balls and bringing in aging former star players, and it was more about James Dolan as an owner or Phil Jackson or Isaiah Thomas or whatever the case may be. It was in so many ways a circus and everything but what it should have been about, which is winning, which is all it's about now. And it started with, and this is why, look, Steve Cohen is clearly going to be patient with Stearns. This is the guy he hired to turn his franchise into a sustained winner. And when you are a James Dolan and you hire Leon Rose, because I heard forever, one of the most popular phone calls we would get on this radio station forever was, the Knicks will never win if James Dolan is their owner. They'll never win. They'll never win. Look, it's hard to blame anybody saying that for all those years, because it wasn't just bad. It was the worst in the league in terms of that team, the way they were ran, their success or lack thereof. It was the worst. But you know what happened along the way? Leon Rose was hired, and he turned everything around. And that's how Steve Cohen feels about Stearns. That's how Woody Johnson, I think, feels about Muji. And perhaps he's the guy that does it. I know Jet fans are very excited. I wasn't sure. I didn't do the Tommy temperature check on Jet fans going into this year yet, and we have plenty of time to do that. But from what I've heard in passing, not necessarily seeking it out, but just through the grapevine, Jet fans seem to be excited about their roster, about Muji, about this team. So the Knicks are a great example for teams that have had struggles and have had prolonged struggling. The Knicks are a perfect, they are a just an example that should be studied and that should be brought up over and over again of how you can turn things around. And it starts with hiring the right person. And if you believe you've hired the right person as owner, as an owner, you also want to be patient and know that sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. And I think that's where Steve Cohen's mind is at. Certainly, Dolan, I think, believed in Leon Rose and would have been patient with him. And look at where the Knicks are at right now. Look at where they were and look at where they are. Back-to-back trips to the Eastern Conference Finals, 8 wins away from a championship. And they have now a culture and a roster that you feel like they are set up for as long as these players are still in their prime and can still give their best on the court. And certainly a team like the Mets, a team like the Jets, whoever you want to pick, can get to that point as well if the right person is hired to get them there. And I think both Woody Johnson and certainly Steve Cohen feel like they have made that hire. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's not final, but the Thunder are up 3 here. Caruso just got fouled. Reeves missed a 3-pointer. Caruso going to the line. Thunder up 3 with about 7.5 seconds to go. So not over, but certainly looking that way as the Thunder are trying to pull off their own sweep over the Los Angeles Lakers. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Eli is in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Eli?
Yeah, I mean, there must be something special about you because I haven't waited so long to speak to anybody. So I didn't realize I have such a good soft spot for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, the best things in life are worth waiting for. I always say that.
Yeah, that's what they say. So first of all, I like everything about your show besides the name of your show.
Thank you.
I don't know, it says something about the Loogie that doesn't rub me right. I like the name Tommy and I like the name Lou Bauer.
You don't like the nickname Loogie.
Yeah, I think it just doesn't sound, I don't know, it just doesn't sound as respectful.
Well, you think
as
you associate
like Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah, you associate it with phlegm, you associate it with mucus, you associate it with more of a hawking a loogie, when in reality it was just a nickname that was given to me.
No, I wasn't saying, I didn't think it was that
so
bad.
What is, no, so it's easy. Not necessarily that's bad, it's that a loogie is literally when you spit, you know, phlegm out of your mouth. But in this situation, it's more of just a nickname based on my last name.
Right, no, I just thought, I didn't know that's what I mean, that's the truth. I just thought it just sounded like a little bit more babyish than like Lou Bauer.
Well, so does Tommy, though. People think that's kind of a name that is a little bit sophomoric because they think of Tommy Pickles from Rugrats.
No, Tommy is, I think, kind of jack of all trades in the name arena.
So let me get this straight, though, Eli. Well, you waited all this time to talk about my nickname or talk about sports?
I told you, there's something special about you in my heart.
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know if we have to go that far in our relationship because that's a big step in the male relationship when you start talking about things in the heart. But you know what? I think we are at a good place here. You're not yelling at me tonight. Usually you're yelling at me tonight. You're not, although maybe you're building it up. Or maybe you're going to. No, you're not. Okay.
I never yell at you.
You've yelled at me several times, but that's okay.
I only called twice, but I see. We'll talk a little Yankees, yeah?
Yeah.
I wanted to know, I agree with you fully about the Ben Rice catcher business, but I do think Jazz will be okay. And I think McMahon is going to be the third best hitter, at least for the last, meaning, I don't know, overall season average, because as you mentioned, he had a bad start. But I think from June and onward, I think he'll be, at worst, the third best batter on the Yankees roster. And my reasoning is pretty simple, although not ironclad, I will admit, because they're kind of like, he's the most self-aware player I ever looked at, probably.
Yeah.
A lot of good defenders are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he knows every part of his swing that he improved, although he's not like naturally the best player, it's kind of the way his mind works, that he knows every part of his swing and which things he swings at.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's an all-star too. He's a 30-for-30 guy. I'm not sure I'm going to slot him as the third best hitter, but he's going to be way better than this. He's going to turn it around. Ultimately, he will get over the fact that he's playing for a contract and the stress and pressure that one puts on. Like you said, the self-awareness that he does have. I think he will be absolutely in the top five, although when I think of top three, I would probably have more Bellinger in that third slot, and then I would have Jazz, and if Stanton stays healthy, he certainly would be in that conversation as well. But Jazz is right now one of their worst, if not the worst hitter in the lineup. He's a total, you know, strikeout waiting to happen. I fully expect his
game. I disagree with you about Stanton for sure. I think Stanton's a dying player.
I
think it's only downhill from here.
You really
think I don't mean that he won't recover. I think it's total downhill. I mean, he's going to recover from his injury, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but he was red hot to start the season.
Right, but not red hot like he was last, like he peaked last season. And I think he's getting older, and I think just generally, just see the way he walks, I just think he's getting older.
Well, he's clearly, obviously, like we all are, getting older, and some of the injuries are starting to take their toll. But when it gets to October, so maybe we're talking about something different, I would still fear Stanton at the plate more than I would Jazz. And that has to be
Stanton's
resume.
Oh, no, no, I get that. I'm just trying to say this season, I can almost guarantee it will be worse than last season, and then the same for next season. Now, just one more point, if I may?
Yeah.
I think one thing that Aaron Boone doesn't really get is that there's no such thing as defensive momentum in general, and meaning in baseball. And offensive momentum there is. I think his whole roster setup doesn't take that entire thing into consideration. I'm very pumped to see Spencer Jones.
Yep.
I think he's a great prospect. And although I expect nothing spectacular from him this season, I'm patient. I'll wait for next season. I'll expect maybe we'll get 2, 3, 4 homers. I'm good. I'm totally fine. I'm expecting nothing out of him this season. He's just a great prospect. I want to see him starting to roll.
I got you, Eli. We lost you there. That's all good. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to... It's after hours, by the way. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Tommy. He's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Tommy? Yo, Tommy.
I've been a Mets fan since 1987. I love this team. I love your positivity. But I think Stearns is an idiot, and I feel vindicated. I'm not even upset the Mets are doing bad because I think Stearns is just a moron.
Yeah, well, it's hard to call the guy a moron when he turned the Brewers into a team that just wins division title year in and year out.
Yeah.
So I think that's an incredibly unfair word to put on him. Now, you could be unhappy with the offseason. You could be unhappy with the time that he has put in here with the Mets. But I think it's incredibly unfair to call him a moron when you consider what he did in Milwaukee. And again, he's got to do it with the Mets, too.
Yeah, and that's fair. Like you said, that is fair.
Yeah.
He did that
and then
the
obviously the first year, which people don't want to give him credit for, he certainly deserves credit for that as well. So he had success here already. He had success in Milwaukee. So I think it is open season on him, but I think a lot of people have turned on him, and I think unfairly calling him a moron. That's for sure.
That's fine. And like I said, do it for the Mets. I still think this team could turn it around, but go out and win the ball games. I don't need the Mets propaganda. I've heard it all over through the years. The team, the time, the Mets, the magic is back. This is our team, our time. Amazing starts here. The future is now. You name it. I've heard it all from the Mets. Just go out and win. Turn it around and win. That's all we want as Mets fans. We just want to win. Stearns, if you're such a boy genius, just do that. That's all I care about. Win, and that's
it. It's amazing that that is stuck to him, the boy genius thing. Like, everybody kind of uses that now. It's one of those things where you are right in the sense that we as Met fans, ultimately, and as sports fans, we just want to see our team win. That's it. Bottom line, like, it's a pretty, you know, black and white kind of situation here. It's pretty, there's no areas of gray. It's, we want to see the team win. That's all. Ultimately, those that are frustrated right now, those that remain positive, those that are somewhere in the middle, we can all agree on one thing. We want to see the team win. And you're right. The players that are out there right now who are shorthanded, they have to figure out a way to turn this season around. That's for sure.
And I don't hate these Mets. I'm not mad. I just want them to win, but they're very hard to love right now because they haven't done anything.
Yeah, listen, you have to love them. You don't have to love them. They haven't given you any reason this year to love them. That's for sure. But I, for one, Tommy, and I appreciate the call, bud, I'm not going to wave the white flag. I'm not going to give up on the season, and nor should the Mets. I think they should be aggressive here if they can be, if there are teams willing to sell at this point, which, look, there's still plenty of time on the clock for everybody, so there might not be a willingness to sell, even for teams that have underachieved greatly, like a Red Sox team, like a Astro team. But that's where I think the Mets have to be patient, do their due diligence, continue to pick up the phone, and try to add players. Because the players that you brought in are not available. So it's not even necessarily, well, Robert Jr. is not holding up his end of the bargain, or Polanco is not producing. They're not on the field. They're not even available. Lindor's not even available. And it's unclear when any of those players are going to come back. So you can't sit around and wait forever. At some point, and bringing up an A.J. Ewing is one step in that direction. Another step in that direction would be to pull off a big trade and try to salvage what is going on right now because of the expectations, because of the payroll, and also the fact that baseball is set up these days where unless you are historically bad like the Rockies were last year, or the White Sox were a couple years ago, where you're losing just an astronomical amount of games, baseball is set up to where you are not out of it in May, certainly early May. We have not even hit Memorial Day weekend yet. It's not June 1st. The Mets just won more games on their road trip than they lost. And I think any positive sign, any positive foot in the positive direction should be viewed that way. But the team is not scoring enough runs, and they have to bolster this lineup. And you hope A.J. Ewing can do that right out of the gate, which is a lot to put on a young player, but much like McClain last year where he was put on his plate, hey, look, the rotation hasn't been very good. We need you to be that ace, that stud, that bulldog right out of the gate because we are slipping, and we need wins. Now, obviously, they brought up Sproat and Tong as well, but it felt like every time McClain took the mound, it was, please win a game here for us. Please throw 7 shutout innings. Now, it's a little bit different with offensive players because they're not completely on stage like a pitcher is for a bunch of innings, but there are similarities, especially when you consider the Mets are not scoring runs, and that's certainly an understatement, but A.J. Ewing, who has been red hot and been tearing it up in the minor leagues, he's going to get that opportunity, much like McClain did last year, to make an immediate impact. And much like you just said, our previous caller, Tommy, you don't love this team. Well, if A.J. Ewing comes up here and hits the ground running and gives you a great start to his Met career, you'll fall in love with him real quick because we fall in love with those prospects because they represent hope. They represent the future. much like Benj does, much like Soto does, is the future of the team. And you'll see that on full display this week as we inch closer and closer to the Subway Series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It is Alugi here in the late night. We'll get into the Knicks a little bit more here in the second half of the final hour of the show. I want to mention that John Harbaugh has a golden opportunity sitting right there in front of him. I'll explain coming up as well. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours. It is Lugi in the late night here on The Fan.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offer's worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
1:37 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugi! It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to get involved here on the show. Got you for another 20 minutes before Alson Tron takes over at 2 a.m. A couple things I want to hit on before we get out of here. First, we took a caller from, his name was Chris, and it started with Rosenberg, who was producing tonight. He actually showed up for work tonight. And he showed up with some lemon Oreos. And he was trying to get me to eat the lemon Oreos. And I was like, I don't really want it. I'm not a big lemon flavor guy. I don't like lemon pepper chicken wings. I don't like lemon candy or lemon. That's not a flavor that I like. And I certainly don't want it with my Oreo, although I love Oreos. Well, that prompted Chris to call because his cousin, and they're both big listeners, big fans of Loogie, his cousin has tried all 71 versions or flavors of the Oreo cookie. And a lot of these are limited edition ones where they come out for a little while, and if they're successful, they stick around. If not, they go away. And even if they are successful, they don't always stick around. And I asked them to send me the list. Chris gave me his cousin's list, some top five, you know, bottom five, but I didn't see the full list. And one of the cookies that I was patiently waiting for to see where it ranked on this list, and I was talking about this with Fleegs because this is his favorite or one of his favorites, and that was the Oreo Thins Extra Stuff. So obviously you have the Oreo Thins, and then there was the, obviously there you have the double stuff. They took both and combined it essentially. So you had the best of both worlds. Which you can now do because was a limited edition one that is no longer out there to purchase. But you could obviously buy the Thins, you could buy the Double Stuffs, and then you could create your own Oreo Thins Extra Stuff. And apparently they were very popular. And they were at the top of many people's list. So we were both curious where it would be ranked on Chris's cousin's list. Well, I do have it in front of me. They sent it to me on Twitter. And I'm here to report that Oreo Thins Extra Stuff ranked 8th. So it is in the top 10. I never had it. I wish I did because I trust this guy's palate. This is somebody that has tried every single Oreo. Not only tried every single Oreo, I'm sure he's had a ton of the Oreos itself once he tried it. Had the whole box, I'm sure. How can you not? It's Oreos. They're delicious. But he also took the time to rank them. And also share it with his cousin, who has now shared it with me, and I've shared it with you, the audience. And I have all 71. We're not going to do all 71 tonight, but at some point, we will go over all 71, and it would be great if his cousin called in, and maybe we could have him on. We could do a half-hour special going through all the 71 Oreo cookie flavors. And maybe some of the ones that are still there, we could try them on the air, the whole thing. I won't put Rosenberg on that. That's too much of an assignment for him, and he'll likely forget. But that could be something that we do down the line. I think it would be a lot of fun. Okay. Now, we talked about it, but it is officially final here. The Thunder have moved on. They have swept the Lakers. So they have now matched the Knicks here as far as sweeps. They will be awaiting, much like the Knicks, with their feet up, kicked back, chilling by the pool, awaiting the winner of San Antonio and Minnesota. But the bigger picture here, you know, off the court is LeBron. Because a lot was made this year. Could it be LeBron James's final year? Could this be the year that LeBron James hangs it up? And we certainly don't have an answer on that. But it's possible that tonight we all witnessed the final game of LeBron James's career. And when you consider where it started, even before his career, technically, in terms of being in the league, but high school games being aired on ESPN. And it feels like yesterday for me watching those games. It just tells you the time flies. But I remember being like, boy, they're airing high school games of this player? As hyped up as any player in any sport has ever been. And say what you want about LeBron, but he has lived up to that hype. He has his detractors, and I understand he's had his moments that didn't go his way in the finals, and anybody that wants to bring up Jordan is better will certainly point to that. By the way, I'm in the camp that Jordan's better, but LeBron James at the back end of his career was a better basketball player than Michael Jordan. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But I do think overall the career and their impact on the game, it's LeBron 2. I better clarify that. MJ 1, LeBron 2. MJ won, LeBron too, but LeBron better at the back end of his career than MJ was. And obviously, you know, taking his talents to South Beach, which is just one of those lines that will live forever. And then obviously everything he did with the Heatles in Miami. Finally bringing a championship back to Cleveland. Winning a championship in the COVID era for the Lakers. And then the last, Space Jam, his son Bronny, some of the things that have surrounded him in the latter part now of his career over the last, five seasons. If this is the end, you're talking about, especially somebody like me who saw every single second of it from high school to now, you're talking about, in my estimation, the second greatest career of any basketball player that ever lived. And in some people's mind, not mine, but in some people, the greatest career of all time. And I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about that over the next couple of days, couple of weeks, as LeBron, decision part two. And then, of course, you're going to hear, if he does decide to come back, well, wouldn't it be great if LeBron James joined the Knicks? That would be nice to put to bed. I'm not for, if LeBron wants to play till he's 70, that's all well and good. I think that would be a fascinating watch. But I'm tired of hearing about LeBron James to the Knicks. I mean, I feel like we were just hearing about this year. But if this is the end, hopefully you got an opportunity to see him in person, because that is one of those things that you tell your kids, you tell your grandkids about. However you feel about the player or even the person, LeBron James, you can't take away his greatness, even if you are a believer that Jordan was better. LeBron James is as good as anybody ever in the history of the league. And on some days, especially at the latter part of his career, was better than what Jordan was putting forth, in those Wizard years, that's for sure. So we'll ultimately find out if this is the end. Clearly a polarizing figure in LeBron James. I was mad when he didn't come to the Knicks because I wanted him to be on the Knicks. Of course. And I thought that would have been, I don't want any part of it anymore, but at that time, yes, I would have loved the idea of LeBron James being a Knick, playing half his games at Madison Square Garden year in and year out, and building a championship with the Knicks. Now, it didn't go that route, and obviously it wasn't supposed to be. He was supposed to go to Miami and then back to Cleveland and then to LA and win the championships along the way. And the Knicks had to suffer for a long time because of that decision. But now look at where the Knicks are at and look at the shape that they're in and look at the legacy that the players on this team are building and the type of run that they've been on over the last 7 playoff games, which has been historic, the most dominant playoff basketball run of my lifetime from the Knicks. And there's so much credit to go around. We'll start with the top. James Dolan. James Dolan hiring the next guy I'm going to give credit to, and that is Leon Rose, creating the architect that he is, this team that we see in front of us. Next would be, of course, Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mike Brown, Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, all of the pieces that were put in place, step by step. And no, not the show on TGIF Friday that we all used to watch. Every step of the way here, building this team into what we see today, which is a group that is now going back to the Eastern Conference Finals and has a golden opportunity to get to the finals for the first time in decades. And even though the Thunder are incredible, they're the defending champs, the Knicks can hang with anybody right now with the way they're playing basketball. And they're certainly in the driver's seat when you consider the Pistons and Cavs are about to go to sports war over the next 3 games. I think this is going to be a 7-game series. I think Detroit will win it. I think Cleveland will have a lead in Game 7. They will blow the lead, and the Pistons will win the game and ultimately win the series. That's the way I see it going. James Harden will do something stupid in Game 7. And by the way, I hope I'm wrong, because I'd rather see Cleveland in a lot of ways. And the biggest one, though, is that the Knicks would have home court. But the Knicks have put themselves in this situation where they are going to face a team, whether it is Detroit, whether it is Cleveland, because I do think this is going 7. They will face a team, no matter who it is, that had 2 series in a row, back-to-back Game 7s. 7-game series. That's going to ultimately take a toll on you. I do think the Knicks will be rusty in game one, especially if it's on the road. And hopefully it's only for a quarter or two and they can recover. But with this kind of layoff, it's just natural. It's just human nature that they're going to have a little bit of rust. I don't know how you recreate playoff basketball with practice over the, I feel like Allen Iverson, but I don't know how you can recreate that over the next 7 days. I just don't see it. I do think they'll come out a little rusty. Ultimately, though, getting the rest, especially for guys like Anunoby and even Josh Hart, who's dealing with the hand that he had surgery on and an injury. And just the bumps and bruises. Look, Cat took a couple of bad spills. Clarkson took a bad spill in game four. I'm sure they've been battered and bruised from a long regular season. And they are very much enjoying a much-deserved week off, essentially. But I do think it's completely fair and completely something that you could expect for them to have a little bit of rust with over a week off. Because by all accounts here, this series now with the Pistons and the Cavs is going to go seven, which means we won't see the Knicks back on a basketball court for real until next Tuesday, which is a long way to wait. But it gives us time to reflect. It gives us time to relish the moment, and it gives us time to just enjoy what it is to be a Knicks fan right now, and that is that this is a new, got to win a championship for it to be golden, but a new great era of Knicks basketball. Something that we've all been waiting for as Knicks fans for a very long time. Before I get out of here, so the full schedule release for the NFL is coming up on Thursday. But we've already had a few leaks, including a Thanksgiving game between the Eagles and the Cowboys. We know when the Bills are going to open up their stadium and who their opponent is going to be. And we do know who the Giants will open the season with. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Is perfect steak possible? Discover how at chefiq.com. John Harbaugh has an opportunity, a golden opportunity, to set the tone for his Giants coaching career. It's right there on a silver platter waiting for him in week one. John Harbaugh has an opportunity to send a message to the NFC East, to the entire NFL. It's sitting there, staring him right in the face. And that is a big star. Right on the helmet, representing the Dallas Cowboys. John Harbaugh has an opportunity to send a message to the league by kicking the Cowboys' ass in front of the entire world on prime time. Because that's what's been presented to the Giants. Week one, Sunday Night Football, Giants, Cowboys. I know how I feel about the Cowboys. I know how my fellow Giant fans feel about the Cowboys. We all know how we feel about their fans. We know that they are just obnoxious. They're everywhere. This is a chance for Harbaugh to get off to the perfect note, the perfect foot in his first game as Giants head coach. It's right there. The way to send that message that the Giants are back, they mean business, they're going to the playoffs. The way to do that is to kick the Cowboys' ass in week one, in prime time, in front of the whole world, because everybody will be watching, because it is week one. It is the Giants, and yes, it is America's team. So America and the world will be watching. This is the time, this is the opportunity, a golden opportunity. Thank you, NFL, for giving the Giants and Harbaugh the Cowboys in week one, because this is the chance to send a major statement to the NFC East and the rest of the league that the Giants, Harbaugh, Dart, this new era of Giants football, they mean business with a smash-mouth style of football. As they take apart the Cowboys, kick their ass in front of everybody in week one. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. A couple more minutes here before we hand it off to Al Cintron. As far as me goes, I will be on again, probably early, because it's another early start time in Baltimore. It's a 6:45 first pitch, just like it was tonight. Now, look, it was a fast game. was like a 2-hour and 20-minute game. Normally, that's not the pace of play, especially with the Yankees. They usually hover around 2:40, 3 hours. But it is a early start time. So you figure I will be on the air right around, let's say, 10, 10:15, 10:20, 10:30. We'll have a lot to discuss. Obviously, what happens in the Yankee game, it'll be A.J. Ewing's debut for the Mets, as well as the Tigers come into town. The Mets have a 3-game set against them before we get to the Subway Series. We'll start to look ahead to this weekend when it comes to Yankees and Mets, for sure. Plenty of talk on the Knicks, and we'll see if there are any other games on the NFL schedule that are leaked out. My guess is there will be, because the NFL are pigs, and they want people like me and WFAN talking about them, even though they have a night designated for the schedule. We've already had several leaks, including Giants, as I just alluded to, Giants, Cowboys, week one Sunday night. And I love that. For somebody who works after hours, for somebody that doesn't have kids, for somebody that has a pet that stays up all night anyway, I love when the Giants are on Sunday night. I truly am waiting all day for Sunday night football. I get to watch the Jets. I got to, well, watch the Jets. I mean, if that's like a good thing. I get to watch the Jets. I get to watch all the other teams around the league. So at least I see touchdowns in those games. And then I get to see my football team on Sunday night. So I'm very much looking forward to that in week one. Giants, Cowboys, Sunday night football. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to all the callers. You guys are great. My thanks to all the listeners out there. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Al Cintron, he comes your way next. And I will have you tomorrow evening, or later on tonight, I should say, after Yankee baseball. It'll be after hours here on The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN, New York.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.